What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Relax, Relate, Repeat. I'm Trey, that's Jay. We do this every week. You should know who we are. If you don't, now you do. Jay, how's it going for you this week?
I'm tired, boss. I'm tired every week. I feel like I just be waking up tired these days. But you know, I was up really late last night, though. So, I mean, that's nobody's fault but mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Last time I checked the clock, it was like 3 a.m. And so who knows when I actually went to bed. And then I had to be up. And I didn't even get up when I was supposed to, because I'm like, ain't no way I'm getting up at 6:30 to go to no gym when I just went to sleep. Like, that's not going to happen. But I still got up at 8. And I made it. I made myself go. I'm exhausted.
My day kind of started like that too. Well, not fully. I went to sleep at a decent time. My goal was to be in bed by 10. I got in bed at like 10:30. I didn't go to sleep till probably like 11:15-ish, something like that, 11:20. But I forgot to set my alarm for 6 a.m. like I was supposed to. So I told mom, I asked her like a couple days ago, I was like, I'm trying to wake up at 6 a.m. I'm trying to get used to waking up early because I'm about to start training for work. That's going to be 8 to 5. And I know I'm at home in a workout after work. So I was like, we're just going to do this. We're going to wake up, do the workout. So I got to get used to waking up at 6 and stuff. So she called me at 6:15, like, you awake? Because she was texting me. She's like, you awake? I was like, nah, mom, you woke me up. You were the alarm today. I was having dreams about our niece being bad. I was arguing with her. Bro, she woke me up at the perfect time because I was going to go off in that drink. She wasn't listening. She was trying to take some of my drink or something. I was like, put it down. She was up here telling me no. I was getting so mad. I was getting so mad. And then she called me and woke me up. I was like, okay, beautiful. This was just a dream. Because this was real life. I was really finna cut up. But so I woke up. I think I finally got out of bed. I was working out by 7.
Okay.
But I felt the tire. Like, I don't know. I don't think I'm tired because I didn't get enough sleep. It's just, I'm also always tired. I feel like I'm always doing something and I never do anything for me.
Man, it's the first week back to school. My gosh, back at work for me. So I just been like, don't nobody want to do this. They making me work for my money. Just know that.
I feel it. But speaking of tired, so if we can talk about tired, you know what I'm also tired of?
What?
I'm tired of us having this WAP conversation.
Who's having it?
I don't know if they just decided to upload some old information that was already discussed just recently, but I don't think that's what it was. We got more people complaining about WAP, and I am over it. I'm over the concept. I'm over the conversation because, one, I thought we already came to this conclusion how we felt about this. So why are we just now? Why are we still talking about this? The song is there. We like it. You don't. Cool. Whatever. So this lady says, so your daughter can't listen to it, but everybody else's daughter can, at Cardi B. Oh, okay. Exactly what I've been saying. You have an agenda to push with that trash ass label. You disgusting. Cardi politely clapped back at this.
Oh, I did see that. But in my mind, it was no conversation because the conversation was completed.
It was completed, but it... Oh. Y'all, I'm sorry about these dogs. They always come at the worst time, dog. And we had ads. This is where the ad will go in. Because these dogs don't want me to be great. Y'all hear this? I probably hear them every single week. Every single week, they probably going to be barking. They just be barking at nothing. They hear a leaf blow. They like Oreo, but two of them. It's a leaf blowing. They bark it. They hear a drop. They hear me drop a pen on the floor. They bark it. I can't win. I don't know. Somebody just pulled up. I don't know what's going on outside. They whimpering and stuff. Goodness. Anyways, Cardi B. Sorry for the interruption. Cardi B says, "Y'all need to stop with this already. I'm not JoJo's I know how to say JoJo. Siwa? Yeah, I'm not JoJo Siwa. I don't make music for kids. I make music for adults. Parents are responsible what their kids listen to or see. I'm a very sexual person, but not around my child like every other parent should be. Why y'all being everybody business, bro? Like, this is why. I feel like I said, this conversation has been had, ended, and why are we having this again? Is what I'm trying to understand. Why did you feel the need to try to read? Of course, why would she let her child listen to her songs that are about inappropriate things?
People just want to say something. People also don't want to raise their kids.
Okay, you want everybody else to raise your kids for you or limit what they can do. Or like, bro, that's not their responsibility.
It's not.
It's not a celebrity's responsibility to just like to find what your child is listening to and figure out what your child is listening to. That is not their job.
They don't want to do the work to actually have to filter through and monitor things. Instead, you want to try to control what everybody else is doing so you ain't got to worry about it. Like, that's not how life works.
Like, no.
Not how life works at all.
Get over it. Grow up. So yes, this conversation is tired. Ain't y'all tired of saying the same thing? I know y'all tired of saying the same thing. We need your version of the same thing that's being said for the past 3 months. Okay, we need it again. Speak also tired. I'm gonna keep talking about tired today. I'm just gonna talk about tired because I feel like that's just my energy. I am tired. I am tired of humans. Okay.
Okay. What they do?
Humans. Right now, well, this is not even a human. I'm tired of this snapping turtle. That's what I'm tired of. Ooh. This snapping turtle from Kentucky. That's who I'm tired of.
Oh.
That's who I'm tired of. I'm tired of this man who I won't even name. He is like Baltimore. He looked like Baltimore. He who should not be named.
Oh, I thought you said Baltimore. I was like, what? Who's that? Okay.
He who must not be named, who shall not be named. I'm sick of him messing with people's money right now. Because this is the thing. I don't get a stimulus check once again because taxes have not been filed for this year and I'm still classified as dependent. So I don't get no money. However, you give my parents this measly $600. How are they supposed to send me some of that? They can't say it. They got their own bills and responsibilities. We needed that $2,000, that $12,000. Because they would have got that. Then I could have got a little bit of something to finance my life. But could have
got your beak wet.
Okay, but instead, y'all don't want to give me no money because I'm a dependent, which is, once again, stupid. And don't get me started on that. I talked about that last week, I think. I don't get no money because I'm a dependent. And then you only go get my parents $600. Look here, man with no lips. I'm sick of you. And they was over here like vandalizing his property, writing, where's my money on his property? And I am all for it and keep writing it. Even though, I mean, actually, that's illegal for me to say that. Don't write it. On his property. You can't look at my face, but
like, no, don't do
that. Don't do that. Don't. I'm not encouraging anything.
That's bad.
But nah, bro, I'm sick of it. And then this election, because by the time this come out, the Georgia election will be over.
Oh, completely. My gosh. I'm sorry, Trayvon. Shouldn't even be no hate, but it's not. I don't even know. I am so ready for it to be today, tomorrow. I'm sick of people calling my phone. I'm sick of people texting me 5 times a day, asking me, did I vote? Am I going to vote? Who I'm voting for? This is Carol. This is John. This is Ashley. This is whoever from whoever's camp texting me every single day. I'm like, bro, I voted. And, you know, I voted when I was still in Michigan. I sent it in and I was checking the status of my ballot and it did get there real fast. So I know that my stuff was counted. So that was good. Because I was a little bit worried about if it was gonna make it, but I was also too lazy to come and drop it off. But so it did make it. But I'm just like, stop talking to me. Stay out of my email. Stay out of my inbox. Stay out of my text messages. Stay out of my damn mailbox. Leave me alone about freaking voting. I voted. I voted. I promise you, I did it. I promise you, I did it. Leave me alone. I know it's important. That's why I did it in advance. Leave me alone, though. Like, I'm so ready for this to be over. I'm sick of the damn ads. I'm sick of them talking about radical Reverend Warnock. And did you know that so-and-so was hiding money from China? And did you know that these people traded stocks? I'm sick of hearing it. I'm sick of it. Damn, like, leave me alone, please. Oh, I'm so ready for it to be tomorrow. And I say tomorrow because we're recording on a Wednesday.
Yes.
And now they up here, you know, they doing all the stuff with the damn Electoral College. I'm sick of hearing about that shit too. this voting season has been 3 years long.
I said, I was talking to our grandparents about this yesterday. I was like, I'm convinced they over here talking about Mike Pence save us. I think Mike Pence already done planned his vacation once he's out the White House. Mike Pence, in my personal opinion, I don't even think Pence voted for him and Trump personally. He like, I'm sick of this. If Pence were, I don't know. Like, I heard Pence, you know, is not really the greatest human in general. However, I feel like if Pence were to try to run by himself, that wouldn't surprise me. But I think that he might be also over Donald Trump. The same way I think I told you Melania ain't vote for Trump either. She ain't vote for that man. She don't want to be there no more. She's sick of this. She ready to go. Only people that vote, his kids probably did, because that's the only limelight they get. They want some publicity. She is over it.
Man.
Like, no.
Like, how many more days we got to the freaking 20th? I'm over
this election season.
It's the 20th, ain't it? Am I tripping? Yeah. How many days we got till then? Because I'm over
I think
it.
So.
That's I'm dumb, so right? tired. I am so exhausted. I'm sick of hearing about it every freaking day. But
well,
back
also,
to you.
Once again, back to tired and sick of it and sick of talking about it every single day. Rihanna is sick of us asking for this album, so I'm going to stop asking. I never publicly asked except for on the podcast.
It's not coming.
It's not coming. Rihanna posted New Year's resolution, apply the pressure, and somebody commented, resolution should be released an album. And she told them that it's so that's so 2019, grow up. So I guess we really not getting this damn album. So I'm gonna let it go.
It's not coming. And if it does, she's probably not gonna tell y'all. It's gonna be like a surprise album or something, because she probably don't want to deal with y'all if she does, you know, release a date and then it don't come out on that date. So I feel like if it's ever going to come, it's going to be a surprise. So I'm just going to be convinced that it's never coming, and she's just going to continue to make, you know, panties and makeup and furniture and
robes
and lines and candies and whatever else she's doing. Yeah. It's over.
I think fans are more like, you could have told us it was over. So then we can stop waiting for it. But it's
the anticipation keeps the, you know, it keeps, you know, her, I can't even think what I'm trying to say. It keeps her popping, because I can't think of what I'm actually trying to say, but same thing.
It keeps her in the limelight, in the front.
It keeps everybody interested. I think that's what I was trying to say. That's what I was getting to.
Yeah, you know, but she's making money, so she has her money. So that's all that matters. She's
Rihanna is a mogul at this point. So
now we're talking about money. Tyrese is in the media this week, basically about how he denies liking out his I don't know how, is it I never
estranged.
Understand that word throws me off. I'm sorry, because I always try to say it differently. That word, his wife, whatever she is to him, and says $20,000 a month is too much in child support. I usually try to I be halfway trying to stay out of rich people business.
I don't know how much money Tyrese got, so I'ma just be quiet.
I don't care how much money he has. I don't care how much money he has. And I will repeat this once again. I don't care how much money he has. $20,000 a month for child support? I don't care.
It matters.
No, it don't matter,
it
bro.
It does matter, bro.
No, it really does.
If that's a certain percentage of his income, then that's just what it is. That's why I said I don't know how much money Tyrese got.
I don't.
It's always gonna sound like a lot when you not living off of $60,000 a month. If that man is living off of $60,000 a month, he can afford to pay $20,000 in child support. That's what just the facts.
It's not the fact of what it can be. Oh, he can afford it. Is it needed?
They have to maintain the quality of life for that child. If they were married and that was the child's quality of life, they have to make sure that child is living the same lifestyle as if they were in the household together.
And see, and that's the problem.
That is how that works. That's not the problem.
This is the problem once again. Just because it's how it works does not mean it's not a problem in the situation. Just because it's a lot of things that's just how it works, but that doesn't mean that it's right. That doesn't mean that's how it should be. Because this is one of my situations again. How I feel when it comes to like the process. I don't even know what his opinion is and how he lives and things like that. But my whole point of the matter is, it's like $20,000 a month for the child. I'm paying you all this money to take care of my child when I could just take care of my child myself.
But who said he wanted to do that?
But who says he didn't?
Because the system said that he did. But the system,
even if he did make it, they would always go not try to give him that money.
When their child was with their mother, where are they going to live? Where are they going to be? Tyrese was the breadwinner of that household. That's period. He simply was. If they get a divorce, then that they're going to have to find a way to supplement how that woman is supposed to live. If she was living, I don't want to say living off of, because they were married. That's their partnership. If he was the breadwinner and she was the one taking care of the household or whatever the heck it was, whatever the situation was, regardless of what she did or didn't do, he was still the breadwinner of that home. So when they are divorced, he is going to have to help to supplement that income because they have a child together. Once again, I don't know how much money he has, because that number could sound huge. But if he's, I don't know, but if he's bringing in like $100,000 a month, which I don't know, I'm just making that up, then that $20,000 is 20% of his income. That's not even a big deal. It's really not. Now, if he's making like way less than that, then I see how that could be a lot. But it's when rich people pay child support, it's always going to sound like too much to people who not rich. And it's not unfair and it's not ridiculous. The same way Blake Griffin was had to pay. I don't remember what it was, but it was real, real high. But Blake Griffin is real, real, real rich. So that it's going to take more money to make that child's life similar to what it is in both households, because that's just the facts. And you got some woman who's been married to him for at least 3 years. I don't know how long they've been married, but I want to say it was 2-3 years, maybe longer. What has she been doing in that time? She hasn't been working the way that she could have been working. She's been in that house for the most part, taking care of the kids. And it could be they could have nannies, they could have all of those things, but it's not right for them kids to have to change their whole lifestyle when they're with their mom just because their parents aren't together anymore. I don't know how much money Tyrese got, so I can't say whether that is exactly too much money, but it's going to be a lot of money regardless.
My opinion, if he's saying it's too much money,
Tyrese also said that Jada and Will was going to give them a certain amount of money. Tyrese also was mad at The Rock for making movies and getting stuff pushed back. Tyrese is also a mess. Tyrese is also getting a divorce and then was in the comments talk about it's an attack on Black households. I'm like, why? How is there an attack because you're getting divorced? I don't trust nothing Tyrese say. And I don't want to say that to say that like, oh, because like I say, if he thinks that that's too much money, I don't know how much what's in his pocket. So I don't want to assume either way, but the numbers are always going to sound ridiculous to people who are not making that much money. Niggas just got to pay child support when stuff like that happens, or women, because when the women are the breadwinner, they also got to do that too. But usually it's a percentage. And if they are going by the percentage, then I'm not going to be mad at that. If they are not going by the percentage that it's supposed to be or whatever the thing is, then that's different. But if they are, then that's just math. And I can't be mad at it.
You already know my opinion of
that's because you always try to favor the men and all of this stuff. And I understand it because you are a man. So you can see things from as a point of view. But from a man's perspective, we also got to keep it real about stuff.
From a man's perspective, this is my man's perspective. And it's just going to be what it is. I honestly, like you always say, you know, it's kind of thinking about if it's me in this position. If it was me in the position, if I was making all this money and I'm getting a divorce from somebody, I'm not paying. If I can take care of my child and give my child the lifestyle that they need to move forward and not have any adjustments, why am I paying you to do that when I could just do that myself. That's always just my mindset. That's
but
always
it's also. But why would you not let your child also be with their other parent if
they can be? No, concern. The problem is they can be with their other parent. But why, that's you could say that the other way around about her to him. Why can't you allow your child custody. To be with her?
If, even if it's 50-50, the numbers are based on that too. Because if it was like 80-20, then she would be like, if he was with her 80% and the dad 20%, the child support is going to be higher than if it's 50-50. All of that is calculated.
See, I don't agree with the system. The system
all of that is calculated. If Tyrese was the primary caretaker and they had, like, if they were doing every other weekends, the child support that he would be paying to his ex-wife would be significantly less because she doesn't need as much. But if it's going to be 50-50, which it could or should be, if there's no safety concerns or anything like that, then it's going to have to be a little, it's going to have to be higher.
Which still, in my opinion, is faulty.
He need to be sorry. Happy. If he pay, and if he was paying alimony, then that's also just too bad.
And alimony is a conversation that we're not going to get into because that's going to be another conversation. This is why people ask for prenups and I don't blame them. Anyways, we're not going to go into this conversation.
And if you do, then do that. But if you don't, then it is what it is. Because if you the caregiver of somebody and something happened and y'all break up and I was just working in the house or whoever's just working in the house and you was taking care of me, then it is what it is until I find another man or find another job or whatever it is. Because that's just, we had an agreement and the agreement didn't work out. But
this is why.
That don't mean that I just get to be out in the dirt. Because if somebody is a homemaker and y'all get divorced, you think that person's supposed to be in the street? That ain't, no.
I say we ain't gonna have this discussion. The listeners is tired. We've been talking about this for 7 minutes.
You be too pro man. I don't like that, but okay.
I'm pro man in situations where I feel it's necessary.
I feel you, but it just be too much sometimes. I'm like, I get what you be, where you be going at, but it's like at the same time. If people not being taken advantage of, some these things are just going to happen. Once again, if that's too much money, I can't say if it is or not.
It's mostly primarily child support. It's mostly primarily because when it comes to the system, when it comes to children, now we talked about this in many episodes before, and many episodes it's probably gonna come up in the future. When it comes in the process, when it comes to children and their fathers, the system abuses that. The fathers are always the abuse in that system primarily. Although it's other things, like I understand the world is not as, men, they are the primary, like they are like not the oppressed in all these other situations and they always got the higher standing and all this type of stuff. So why should it be? And I'm not for any of that. I'm for equality in general. You could ask anybody about it. I'm all for gender equality. I'm not against men making more. I'm not against men oppressing. I'm not for any of any of those things. I'm against all of things that cause somebody to be oppressed or given the shorter end of the stick because of their gender. I feel like it's wrong in general. But when it comes, we talk about this all the time. When it comes to the chat, like children and the system, when it comes to this, men are always given that short end of the stick. Like you said, in your state, somebody can have a whole child with somebody and not even claimed as a father unless they go get legitimized.
Like I said, like, it's true that men get the short end of the stick, but everything ain't unfair.
Well, everything's that
men paying child support because they're the breadwinner of their household is not unfair. It's just simply not.
Once again, I just think the man should have a child. But anyways, next topic. Next topic. We're going to talk about, this is new. Ashanti is free from COVID. So that's nice. So maybe we get this versus that we've been waiting on that got postponed. She just posted
Did they already reschedule it?
I have no idea.
I felt like somebody said something about the 9th, but I didn't hear nothing else after the day it was supposed to happen.
I personally feel like if it was rescheduled, it would be more in the media then. Because I thought it would at least be in the shade room. I have no idea. I don't really pay attention to the Versus page for real, so.
Yeah, I feel like I would have heard something, but I ain't really been. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see anything on the Versus page right now saying it's the 9th, but we'll see. Oh, yeah. Lies. It's right at the top of the page. I'm blind.
It is on the 9th?
Yeah, it's on the 9th. So that is okay. So yes, that's going to be here. I'm looking forward to that. My opinion of that still stands. I stand by my opinion of that. Ashanti is who I'm going for. And even if y'all don't like it, even if she didn't do as great as y'all wanted, I expected her to do, I will still be going for Ashanti. I don't care. And that's just that on that. Next on the sips this week, Vivica Fox. They add, I don't know what this, the cocktails with queens.
Oh, that thing, that show they be doing.
Yeah, that show they be doing with, I think Lisa Ray.
I ain't gonna say I don't like it because I don't watch it, but I don't like the way that show is making me feel about Lisa Ray.
What you mean? I haven't really.
It just be the clips, because like, I haven't watched it, but you know, I've always like enjoyed Lisa Ray, like mostly from All of Us. And then she had like a little reality show and talk about how she always was wearing white and all of that stuff. And I always like, you know, I still like her and have respect for her. But sometimes after just hearing like her opinions on things or just hearing her talk about stuff, I just be like, I just wish I didn't know this much about you so I could continue to hold you in high esteem like I did before.
But nah, so Vivica, they were talking about people's attractiveness, I guess. So they talked about...
Oh, hell.
They asked her if she finds Young Thug attractive. And she said, he's like a good, sexy-ass looking cockroach.
She said that. She said that indeed.
I'm trying to find out how those things can be.
But if people was talking about it was problematic, and I didn't say nothing about it. But honestly, the first thing I saw when she said that, I said, I see what she's saying.
See, I'm not talking about the problem. I don't think it's problematic in the sense of like, oh, that's so different. It's just more like,
we gotta stop calling black people roaches. And if he said that about her, then I was like, fair enough. But I did see what, I ain't gonna defend her for saying that. But when she said it, I was like, I see what she's talking about. And then I just went on with my
day. It's the cockroach for me. I didn't know somebody could be sexy and a cockroach.
I think it was like also the picture they used. It was giving that. That's what it was giving. Because it's like, he didn't look terrible, but he also still looked kind of like dirty. And like, his face is still his face. But he was, I don't know. It was kind of giving vibes. And then he had those locks. And I want to say they were blonde in the picture.
I'm looking at the picture.
It's giving like, what's going on there? But it's still giving like disgust. So I feel like that's where the roach part comes in, because like, ew.
Giving very much.
Like I said, I'm not going to defend that statement at all. But when I first heard it, I was amused. And then when I read it, I was like, you know, fair. This is kind of problematic, but I was still amused.
But yes, cockroaches and politics and child support.
Cockroaches and cocktails.
No music. Well, yes, that concludes the sips of this week. The shade room fed me a little bit, but I was still kind of thirsty, but it's all right.
It's cool.
Me and Jalen had to go on a rant to take up some of that time. I kept it going primarily because I didn't have a lot of sips this week because I couldn't find nothing. So I was like, we got to keep this going for a little bit. We got to keep give them some type of content. It can't have a 30-minute episode. But yes, I think it's time for the I Hate column. And I love this segment. I really do, because I have all the hate to give this week. I have all the hates to give this week. Would you like to start?
Sure.
I was talking a lot this last.
Sure, I'll start. First of all, I hate the fact that I have a whole pimple on my face. And this might not sound like a lot to most people, but I don't really break out like that. I tend to have very clear skin, but when I do break out, I get small bumps. I don't often get big pimples. And right now, I think I have probably top two worst pimples I ever had in my life. And I'm very upset. Like, even the fact that CJ was like, oh, wow, I don't even think I've ever seen you have, like, a real pimple. And he's known me for almost 12 years. So that tells you a little bit about my doggone face. So the fact that I have one and it got the nerves to be sitting here all bold is getting a little better. But, like, so bold and painful on my cheek, I'm very upset about that. Number two, I hate when people are extra gimmicky on social media. Like, if you make your relationship your whole personality, that's annoying to me. If you make your sexuality your whole personality, that's annoying to me. If you make your mothering everything you got to offer, that's annoying to me. Now, I know that, you know, people have things that they do. And, you know, a lot of people's pages are directed towards whatever it is. But sometimes I'll just be like, do you do something else? This is exhausting to me. And you're like, you're running the same shtick back over and over again. Switch it up. Jazz it up just a touch. I'm bored. Also, speaking of social media, I feel like all of my hates are quick. Speaking of social media, this is nobody's fault but mine. I hate that I want to be popping on TikTok, but I don't actually feel like making TikToks. I don't want to do it. I don't actually want to do it. It's like, I'd be on there. I'd be like, oh, this would be a cute dance to learn. And I'm like, I gotta actually learn this. Oh, I gotta actually film it. Or I gotta actually like put makeup on or try to make myself look nice so I could just make this video. Like, I don't feel like doing all that. And that's just annoying to me. And I know that's nobody's fault, but I don't like it. The last thing, which has nothing to do with anything at all. I hate the premise of Young Justice. I don't know if, and this is a random thing, it's just, it came on last night, I was watching it. So Young Justice, if you don't know, is a show.
Tell me, because So
you know the Justice League. So it's an animated show about mini Justice League, and I don't like it. Well, I like the show. The show is actually really good, but I just don't like the whole, like, oh, we're just going to make miniature versions of all of your favorite heroes. So we're going to have Superboy and Aqualad and Bat Kid and, like, I don't like that. Wonder Girl and all of this. Kid Flash. And, like, that's just corny to me. The show is actually quite good, but like that whole premise of we're just going to make miniature versions of all of the heroes you like is annoying to me and my spirit. And it's upsetting me and my homegirls, and I don't like it.
Was that all your hates this week?
Yes.
Okay, my hates, I have a few hates. First thing that I hate liars. I hate all you Pinocchio-ass motherfuckers. I hate all of y'all. I hate liars. I hate people who lie about things that don't make sense. Things that you don't have to lie about. Don't lie to me about something that you can just tell me the truth that I won't be mad. Like, oh, I thought you were going to be mad. What you thought was going to happen when I found out that you were lying?
Oh, gosh.
You get on my nerves. I don't like you. Going about your day. Second, I also hate people who get on Twitter blindly tweeting stuff, trying to fit in with their friends when it don't apply to them. That's annoying. Have seats. Everything does not have to apply to you. And like, you should be content with the fact that it doesn't apply. Like, stop trying to tweet stuff, trying to make like so your friends be like, oh yeah, yeah, I feel that. I feel no, you don't have that same life. Okay, it's not going on. You happy in a relationship, but you over trying to tweak your man ain't shit or your woman ain't shit just because your friends are doing it and wonder why nobody like you. You're annoying. Next, deflection. I hate it. Also on Twitter, this is all Twitter related things today, okay? Twitter, I hate deflection. I hate deflection. I hate deflection. At this point, I'm very, very convinced that y'all wigs and y'all and y'all waves and everything must be real loose this week.
What?
Y'all doing too much. Like all this bobbing and weaving y'all doing is messing up. It's messing up everything. Y'all deflecting too.
Your waves are loose.
I was going to just say the wigs, but I was
loose
trying to
waves. That is hilarious.
I was going to say wigs, but I was like the men on here deflecting too, so I want everybody to be included.
Loose waves. That is funny to think about. Okay, carry on.
Next, communication. The lack of communication that I see that's being displayed on social media when it comes to people's relationships, it kills me, okay? Half of y'all, too many of y'all went to college and were communication majors and y'all communications do not be effective. I'm sick of it. How did you major and have a whole major in communications and you don't know how to communicate with your significant other, with your friends about how you feel about stuff? You're weird. Lastly, I think this is the last one. Let me scroll down. Yeah. Lastly, I tweeted this. I want to read it for you all because this is how I feel.
Okay, I'm listening.
y'all are too damn old to not understand when somebody says y'all and it's something that does not apply to you, then you are not included in the y'all. So stop deflecting in situations where it's not solicited. And but you know, if it's like, you know, about race or sexual orientation, okay, yes, that's different because who the fuck is y'all? But when it's about anything, when it comes to relationships, when mm-hmm. it comes to all these others, if it does not apply to you, you are not included in the y'all. So stop going in the comments and validating that person's feelings about it, because you might not be included in that y'all, but I bet you it's a whole bunch of other people who are included in that y'all. So shut up.
Thank you.
That's all I have on my hate trail today.
All right. Well, I guess it is my turn. We actually have two questions this week.
Hey.
All right. I'll start with the one. I ain't going to say it's easier, but it's a little lighter, I guess. So we have two girls, because, you know, that's primarily who be up here talking to me. Two girls. So I need a name for one girl.
Sorry, I was trying to find a name. Angela.
Angela. Good name. Davis, Bassett, all of that. Simmons. Okay. So Angela says, I'm trying to get in shape this year, and I heard both of you are working to do the same. Do you have any tips for a beginner?
Oh, I do. Do you have anything, or should I just, I'm going to take it.
You can start.
I'll go first. For me, I just joined this group chat with some people who are also trying to get, like, working on fitness. Something that I would say, especially for cardio purposes, don't think that cardio has to always be running and treadmilling, get on the bike and things like that, because cardio can be a lot more than that. And I feel like that's what kind of discourages people, especially from cardio, because I hate cardio. I hate doing it. It's annoying. However, when I think about all the different things that I can do with cardio, it kind of gives me hope. I'm like, okay, dancing is cardio. Like, you can literally, if you're the type of person that like doing hustles, you can literally make a playlist of all the hustles you know how to do.
Like equip Terry that. Rucker.
Yep. And I do it too. So I guess I get it from him. And equip up to 30 minutes and do those full out for that 30 minutes. And I bet you if you do a full out, you're going to burn at least 300 calories doing your cardio. At least. It's like you could doing fun stuff like that. And also just like being like positive to yourself. This is something I was going to talk about. So I guess I could throw it in here. Being positive to yourself and not beating yourself up like when you don't accomplish certain things that you wanted to. And also stay off the scale, because the scale be making you feel like you're not doing nothing when your body be telling you another thing. Don't let the scale fool you. Put your best foot forward. Stay positive. And like I said, be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up when things don't always go the way that you anticipated it to, because that doesn't mean that your workout wasn't good. And only bad workout is the one that you didn't do.
Real. I would say, I don't know why I just went blank, but I think I'm going to start by one thing. I wouldn't necessarily say stay off of the scale, but I would say don't only go by the scale, because Trayvon is completely right. You'll get on the scale and you'll be like, I got on the scale the other day and I was like, I ain't been on here in a minute. Maybe I should just see where I'm at. And I was just like, dang, I'm only like 3 pounds less, or maybe might even only be 2 pounds, like 2 pounds lighter than what I was before. But my body, I noticed that my body looks different than it did before. So it's like, I mean, if you have like actual weight loss goals, I mean, I know some people don't, they just might want to tone or bulk up, or they might want to do certain things. But if you have weight loss goals, and obviously being on the scale is more important, it might be more important to you, but definitely pay attention to what your body is looking like, what you feel like. And if you are the type of person to take measurements, that's also a good way to actually keep actual track of what changes are happening in your body. I would also say you have to find what works for you as far as workouts, as far as scheduling. I think Trayvon said this early in the show, like, or maybe, I don't know if you said this actually on the show or if you said this while we was talking before the show, but either way. Okay, yeah, he was like, I know that I'm not going to work out in the afternoon after work. And I'm pretty much the same way. Like, it's rare that I'm actually going to feel like working out after I had a full day's worth of work. Some days I might be able to push myself to do so if I knew I was going to have an early morning or something, but I know that I'm going to get my best result if I work out the first thing in the morning. So that's what I try to do. I try to eat relatively well. I don't like to restrict myself too much because I feel like that's not sustainable, but I do like to be mindful of what I'm eating. And I've cycled through so many workout plans, and that's why I said you got to figure out what works for you.
Absolutely.
Part of the cycling is because I get bored doing certain things. So I'll be doing a workout plan for like a month or 2 months and be like, oh, I'm sick of this. But when I find one that I really enjoy, I tend to stick to that a little bit longer. So like, just find what's works for you. If you can get a gym membership, do that. But if you can't, there's definitely a lot of workout plans that you can do at home. Some people that come to the very top of my mind, Chloe Ting has really good workouts for beginners. There's some other lady, going to say her name's Lily Sabree or something. Maybe that ain't her last name, but I think that's her last name. Burn Boot Camp is a place that I actually was paying to go for a while before COVID came, and it wasn't even COVID. Their prices is kind of ridiculous, but they have free workouts online that they do like once a week. But since they've been doing it for years, there's a lot on there that you can do. So those are just a few tips for things that you can do if you're working out from home. Get a few basic items, a few free weights, a few resistance bands, and you can make it do what it do at the house if you can't get a gym membership.
And even if just work, when I'm thinking about home workouts, like Jay said, like, it's a lot of it's a lot of things online, a lot of free options online too, if you were like looking for different things to do that way. If you're a person who doesn't mind push-ups and stuff like that, you can look at those options as well. There's a lot of push-up variations that work out different parts of your body and arms and do different things and work in different ways, so you don't always have to do the basic stuff. Just like, honestly, go, if you go online, if you're working from home, if you look at like, if you want to work out from home, if you look up at-home workouts that don't require this or that require this, you can literally gives you multiple options. And I'm not saying use those options. They might give you like, oh, here's this challenge and do this. I don't listen. I just take the exercises from those and make it my own. And I push myself to whatever extent that I feel like pushing myself to.
I'm considering, let me tell you something, if I really get it together in this new year, especially in the time frame that I'm looking at, oh, I'm dropping a plan. I don't, because if I meet these goals, then that is crazy. I'm going to drop a plan. And I mean that. Let me really, really be snatched come May. And I bet you it's going to be a workout plan in June.
Dude, I just did this little one of these little step classes on YouTube yesterday. I almost passed out. I was down here sweating. It was fun though.
Like, I promise you, I'ma drop something. Like, y'all gonna, cause I don't see myself. Like, I've definitely been interested in fitness, but I don't see myself like being nobody's trainer. But I'ma drop a plan. Y'all think I'm playing, and I am not. But yes, Angela. There you go. Hopefully that helps give you somewhere to start. Now, for my second girl.
June.
June?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I didn't have a name, and I looked over at my calendar. It was right there, so I just said June.
Tamara. Okay.
Well, hell, pick your own
name. I ain't calling her June. Okay. So, Tamara says, I graduated college in 2014, so I've been working in my field for about 6 years now. I'm realizing that it's not really what I want to do anymore, but at my age, I'm struggling with finding the motivation to go back to school. I feel like I would be taking a step backwards, but I also know I don't want to continue to work in a field that's not making me happy. Any advice?
I have some. What I'm thinking is, because I'm in a very out of her position right now as well, although I was never planning on working directly in the field that I got my bachelor's in. It was more using that so I can, when I go to my master's, in the field that I actually want to work in. So I'm in a similar situation, but I'm in a position, I'm trying to figure out which route I want to go for my master's, because I have two different things that I may be interested in. And when I start this job, I'm kind of utilizing this to tell me if I enjoy this type of working environment. So what I would say for you to do is to look and see if you know what you want to do, see if you can utilize what you did get your degree in to do that, or did you have to have a specific degree? Mm-hmm. Firstly, because a lot of positions they want you to have a college degree, and they might say it's preferred to have it in a certain field. But if you have work experience that will help you get through, and like they think it's like equipped, they will let you still have the job. Also, I would look into seeing if there's a master program for what you may want to go into that does not require you to have a bachelor's in that same program. Because I personally wouldn't go back and get my bachelor's degree in something that was like different if I can get my master's in it without having to go back. Like, if you think that would be a better idea, like I would like if, and honestly, even if you do have to go, if you choose to go back and get your bachelor's and that other, like the other degree field, I wouldn't like look at it as you're moving, you're taking a step back. You're honestly taking a step forward still.
Absolutely.
But that's still a step forward. Like you're getting, like you're learning, this is a different field. You're getting more information about a field that others don't have and that you didn't have before. And it's not like you're like just coming in fresh off of like never going to school. Like you're not stepping back, you're moving forward. And either way, like I think I've seen something about this, like if you're contemplating taking that class or that's something that you want to do, it doesn't matter if you wait, you take it now or you take it in 5 years, you if you feel like that class was best for you, it's going to be what's best for you.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. I don't think, yeah, she didn't specify whether she was trying to get another bachelor's or master's, but either way, I feel like what you said completely applies. I feel like me and my friends were just having a similar conversation a little while ago, because it's like none of this time is wasted. All this time is you trying to figure out what you want your life to be, what it is that you like, what it is that you don't like, what works for you. And I mean, and people change. So you could have gone through, you know, and got your degree and thought that that's what you wanted for the rest of your life. And then you work there, you're just like, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe there's something else for me. I can completely agree with that. I can say that I feel kind of similar in my field. I feel like I've been in my field and I'm just like, I don't really know if this is what I want to do for the rest of forever. I feel like there's like maybe one route that I could go down where I would be like, okay, yes, this is exactly where I want to be. That's still related to my field. But other than that, I had to have that conversation like, oh, well, if I'm not doing this by this point, then do I want to go back and get another master's degree, or do I want to go study another field, or do I want to get a certificate, or what is it that I want to do? And I've just been trying to, the reason I've been taking my time on that is because I kind of want to determine exactly what it is I want to do. If I do change fields, and then what that would look like. But it's never too late. I feel like we always have a timeline in our head about we got to have this by this date and this by that time. And you looking at your friends and your peers or the people who graduated with you, and you looking at what they doing at this point in their life. And, oh, they look happy. And why isn't, like, you know, we can't judge our lives by measuring it up against somebody else's, because that's never going to bring you happiness. It's only going to bring you sadness, strife, and you're going to be sitting there doing stupid comparisons that aren't even necessary. So if you feel and you know that you want to try something new and you are able to figure out ways to finance that, because I know that can also be a huge thing, I say go ahead and do it. Go ahead and get started. There's no use in you being concerned about taking a step backwards, because like I said before, no time is wasted.
Exactly.
So good luck, Tamara.
Yes, good luck. You got this. Have faith and be strong in what you want to do. I guess it is time for the playlist.
Yes, it is. The playlist.
Nice run. I will go first this week. My first song on the playlist, these are all going to be older songs because I have not been listening to music lately, so get over it.
none of my stuff is new.
My first song on the playlist this week is I Bet by Ciara, because I like the song, and I heard the acoustic version recently and I liked it. So yeah, it's on the playlist.
I don't know why when you said that, it just made me want to do this. Okay, I'm for it. My first song is Lion King by Jhené Aiko. I don't know, but I feel like that just keeps popping in my head randomly. Well, it's not random. I think I was listening to like the This Is Jhené playlist maybe like, but it was like a month ago, but it's still been popping up in my head.
Cool, cool. Added to the playlist. The next song for me is going to be Loving You by LaToya Luckett from the Back to Life album. I just like the song. So that's why that's there.
Okay. Nothing is possible. And all you lame niggas show me what not to do. I met a real bad bitch in the club tonight. She told me, watch the snakes because they watching you. I said, oh, baby, don't start. I ain't looking for the way to your heart. She said, I'm about to miss church while she riding me. I like my Sundays with a cherry on top. Make that ass drop. Make that ass drop. That was for the real ones to follow along with that. But that is Land of the Snakes by J. Cole.
I knew the song. I knew the words, but I did not know the name of the song.
Make the last drop. That was my
I followed the whole. I was following the whole thing. I was just like, I was sitting here like, I know this
Like,
song, but what's the name of
okay,
this?
I
I'm like,
follow. What
I
is
know
it?
this song, but what is the name of the song? I do not remember the name of this song.
Man, that was off of Born Center. Born Center is like probably, if I had to think about top five albums for me, maybe top 10, because I really don't want to say that and be wrong. Top 10, absolutely. That's my favorite J. Cole album. I know that much.
Cool, cool for sure. My last song on the playlist is Weekend Love by TGT because I want to do a cover to the song with my friends and I think we're going to get it to happen. And I just love this song. It came when I was listening to TGT, I thought like a couple months ago, this is one of the few songs that I added to like my personal playlist. And I know, be quiet. I feel like you might say something about what we talked about earlier. Anyways, this is a vibe, so we're going to add this to the playlist this week.
Yep, Tyrese gonna be real familiar with that weekend love, but that's
Yep.
fine.
You are bold and disrespectful. I gotta give him his streams on
That's
this
all
song.
I was thinking about. Yeah, help him pay his child support.
Does he pay all his child support? I gotta help him pay it. Let me.
He gonna need it. They gonna have to tell them hurry up and put that Fast and Furious movie out. He'll be all right. That's why he mad at The Rock. He needs that money to come in. He messing up his bag. My last song used to be one of my favorite songs back in the day, and that is L. Varner, Refill.
I know this.
That used to be my ringtone. When did
I
that song
remember
come
that.
out? It was sometime between my senior year of high school and my freshman year of college, because my gosh.
I think you were in high school still because I think that you were home. I'm gonna look
I
at
feel like I remember watching that video a lot. So, and if that was the case, then I feel like I should have been at home. But man, I feel like that was one of my favorite songs. And right after that was my favorite
Yep.
song. When was it?
January 2012, so the year you graduated. So
January. Okay. So
you
yeah, it
was
was
home still.
the second semester. Well, the second half of high school. Oh, that was my favorite song. Then after that, it was that freaking Diced Pineapple was my favorite song after that. Goodness gracious. What a time in music. 2012 was a good year.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
I thought you were about to say something. Your face said that you was about to say something.
nope, my face was just saying, well, I guess we done for the week.
All right, yes, y'all, that is the show. I just wanted to leave y'all with this positive message of this week, show love to yourself, do what's best for you, and always have your best interest in mind. I know a lot of times people say that's selfish, but sometimes you have to put yourself forward before you can hold somebody else and pull somebody else with you. So
Hello.
just care about I'm really, really big and strong on mental health right now. I feel like that's something that's really big on my heart. So I'm just like self-love, loving yourself and making sure that you are okay is what I'm bringing to you all. And I'm challenging you all to do this week and also just in general for the rest of the year. So I think I'm gonna try to end each show. We should end each show with some type of positive message this year. Just, we go through a lot of messy stuff, throughout the show. We talk about a lot of stuff and like we do get some positive insights when we don't have specific topics. But
Let me pull
I
out my
think,
devotional next week and see what they got in there.
okay, I think just give y'all some type of motivation just to keep going. Cause this year, we went through a hard year last year. We just want to try to push through this one as strong as possible. So yes.
I know that's right. I like that idea.
Yes. So yes, much love to you all. Enjoy your week and we will see you all again next week.